Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's 4 p.m. right here on the on this beautiful Thursday afternoon here on the Upper Eastern Shore. And I got to tell you something, folks. The heat is on. I am just absolutely pissed. Alex Jones is pissed. Michael Savage is pissed. Everybody's pissed. So pissed I could sneeze. Anyway, the bottom line here is, folks, we are in serious strife in this country. I've read the first chapter of Michael Savage's Scorched Earth. I listened to Alex Jones today with Wayne Madsen and some other people, and I got to tell you what, there's no doubt that we have maniacs pushing forward Hillary Clinton. Why would the New World Order want a sick woman, a woman who's literally on the verge of death, while Obama is touting to the UN that the United States needs to tolerate some restrictions so that we can move forward into a one-world government? Guess what, Obozo? It's not happening. You can tell your Saudi handlers and you can tell George Soros to go stuff it. We're not buying your trash, bimbo ears. Okay, dumbo ears, whatever. This is the Everyman Show. My name is A.D. DeBosco on Facebook, and you can find me, Boing Boing, on Twitter, Mr. Biskey. And I got to tell you what, my posts, my rants have been right on for 7 years. You know, ever since the beginning, back in 2006, when the housing bubble crashed, I knew the Democrats had everything to do with it. And I knew right then that they were not Democrats. Why would Democrats do so much damage to hard-working blue-collar people? Even the white-collar people that worked hard to pay for their homes and, you know, buying homes, renovating, flipping homes, the people that I worked for, the people that made it possible for me to even begin to accumulate the American dream. I had four houses. Well, you know something, now they decided that we're not necessary. Blue-collar people are not necessary. What's necessary is a slave class. Let's make trinkets and garbage that people don't need. Let's have more fast food restaurants. Let's have more, electronics and garbage and stupid cell phones. You've got Apple that owes the government something like $20 billion in taxes. They've never paid them. They go to Ireland, they can be tax-free. We've been ripped off and gouged. And you know why Congress allows it to happen? They allow it to happen because they own stock in these companies. That's right. Insider trading is a standard procedure in Congress. All these guys you voted into Congress, you only hear them squawk when we're talking about cutting back government. We're talking about not spending any more of our children's money. We're talking about lowering taxes. Look, Donald Trump is going to shrink the government down to the size of a shrunken head on an island somewhere in New Guinea, because that's what needs to happen. These fathead moron, dumbo-eared idiots that put Obama in, they think they've got us cornered. They think they've got us captured. Listen, this includes Bush, Clinton. This includes their whole cabal. I don't care if it's Condoleezza Rice or Karl Rove. They're all scum, every one of them. Every one of them has got into this Middle Eastern war. Every one of them that got how many? Look, we got what, 7,500, maybe 8,000 soldiers dead in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the Middle East, now they're running ISIS on us. Go listen to Admiral Lyons tell you about what Benghazi was about. Benghazi was 100% about kidnapping Chris Stevens, taking those weapons, and then trading Chris Stevens for the blind sheikh who's in prison in North Carolina. Well, you got to wonder what's going on in North Carolina. Look at the Black Lives Matters. This is because a black cop shot a black guy who had a gun. You put your gun down, we're going to blow your brains out. That's the way it works in America. We got too many gangs out here, guys walking around with their pants hanging down around their ass. You know, they want to murder somebody. They want to kill somebody. How many cops got shot in this last year from Black Lives Matter rhetoric? I hope you're proud of yourself, Al Sharpton. You've done nothing to promote Martin Luther King's legacy. This is ridiculous, and guess what? It's only beginning. These cops are never going to forget what they've done. They're never going to forget what you forced other cops to do. You got cops with their finger on the trigger that are frightened of a black man? Guess what? You put your arms down when they say put your arms up, boom, it's over. Game over time. Listen, cops are out there saving people's life with Narcan. Look at this bottom line here with this heroin epidemic. You want drugs? Believe me, they're going to ship you in all the drugs you can possibly take. Is that what Black Lives wants, more drugs? How many people do we have to see? There's right now, they're showing a video of a woman passed out in a store after shooting up heroin probably in the bathroom, and she completely has an overdose and falls over half dead, and her kid's trying to wake her up. What the hell's going on in this damn country that people have to be shooting heroin? Don't hear me any crap about oxycodone or OxyContin. I have taken it, and I have not taken OxyContin, but I've taken oxycodone. Look, the next day, you shake it off, you're done. If you're popping five or six of those pills to get high and your liver's rotting out and your kidneys are failing, you deserve exactly what you're getting. Look, drugs are powerful. They got drugs out there. One snowflake size grain will put you in a coma for weeks. All right? You think fentanyl is a joke? Fentanyl comes from China. These are serious drugs that manipulate the body's nervous system. So shutting you down is not hard to do. They can even do it with EMF. You know, your cell phone is a weapon. So the bottom line here is whether it's a weapon of information or a drug-like weapon, it's running, you know, electromagnetic frequencies through your brain, you're still a dope addict. You think Facebook is not addictive? You think Twitter's not addictive? Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's listening to you. What, do you got five people that you're conversing with on a daily basis? How many people have gotten off there because they can't stand it anymore? It's just like alcoholism. You wake up one day and you eventually say, you know what, I don't want to be sick anymore. I don't want to be spinning around. I don't want to be lightheaded. I want to be in control of my life. I want to be in control of my faculties. Well, you got to be controlling your information. You're being fed garbage, Black Lives Matters. You're being fed trash. Did you hear what Don King said? No matter what you do, you're still going to be a black man. You want to make yourself look bad? You want to cut off your nose to spite your face? Well, guess what? They're going to rub salt in your wounds. They're going to rub sulfur. If you have sulfur in a wound, buddy, you know you've been hit. So you're an idiot. You keep doing dope. You keep drinking. You keep eating fast food. Your liver fails. Your kidneys fail. You wind up on life support. I went to a place today, a rehabilitation place. It is unbelievable how many young people were in there. You got elderly people, 89 years old, rolling around like they're in a wheelchair basketball game with oxygen, having a blast. And you got all these other young guys. I saw young guys, heroin overdose in there, in comas. Family sitting around crying because you're an idiot. Well, let me tell you something. You get hit in the gut with a beanbag in the right place. You get hit in the diaphragm with a shotgun beanbag, you're going to know you've been hit. You deserve what you're going to get. That's why you know you've been hit. It doesn't make any sense to continue this charade. It doesn't make any sense to allow George Soros and the Ford Foundation to fund terrorist groups, which is basically what Black Lives Matter has become. You're not allowed to go out in this country or any. If you were in Philippines right now, that president would have your brains blown out at sunup. You wouldn't get halfway down the block before his police would be out there blowing your brains out. If you did this in Russia, you'd get your brains blown out. If you did this in North Korea, well, let me tell you what, they would just probably just tack nuke your ass. You're not supposed to be an aggressive pig. Act like an intelligent, informed human being, have a debate and a conversation in a forum, and you might get looked at like you're normal. You know, I heard Alex Jones the last couple of days. I mean, he is frothing at the mouth, losing it. I'm not sure if he's happy like a kid in a candy store because he's been right for the last 20 years. He's getting unbelievable recognition. There goes Hillary Clinton. Sorry, I had to yawn. I'm tired of it all. I am burnt out on it all. Nobody's talking about the Monsanto-Bayer merger. You got toxic poison food, vaccines, and chemtrails raining down on you and your children, and you want to go out there and act like a belligerent moron and get angry at white people? The average white guy walking down the road doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. I mean, they're too busy, you know, these kids running around, you know, they're in love with Hello Kitty. They're trying to decipher Common Core from last year. They're scared to death to go to school because they don't know what the hell the government's getting ready to do to them next. It's mind control. It's feudalism. It's absolute wreckage. It's not common sense. It's just common. And they're cashing in on it, ladies and gentlemen. They're cashing in on the chaos and disruption and the shutting down of trade. They're cashing in on this racism. Look, where in the hell is the $600 million going except they're disappearing it for future use? That's how the foundations write off in the taxes or whatever the hell they do. They rip people off. They tell you to donate. You're donating to their hazardous waste. If you've got real problems emotionally with life, get a dog, get a cat, get a hobby. Go get a book and sit down and read it. Go jog your mind. Don't jog your blood veins full of heroin and cocaine. You know, they got a big problem now I'm seeing coming over the border with this meth, methamphetamine, which is highly addictive. Once your adrenaline kicks in like that, once your endorphins are used to being artificially enraged, you're never going to feel happiness again. You're never going to be able to stimulate yourself with a ball game or, you know, go out and get an ice cream cone with a girl or a guy and have fun. There used to be a time when people were exhilarated. Look, flying a kite was fun. Playing frisbee was fun. Throwing a football during football season. And, you know, you get that gut feeling. Well, gut flora has been destroyed. Your emotions have been destroyed. They're destroyers. Barack Obama is a resentful, revolting anarchist. He is a nasty, convoluted individual. He has been indoctrinated by his grandmother, by his grandfather, by his filthy pornographic, you know, mother. You know, you got to really hate life in general to be a porn star, and that's who Barack Obama's mother is. When I said 6 years ago, actually, I'm sorry, I've been on Blog Talk for 4 years ago, but I called radio stations. I said, Barack Obama is propped up and funded and controlled by Saudi Arabia Wahhabists. He is a Muslim. He was not born in America. He was, in fact, born in Kenya and brought here 3 days later. Well, I got some flack and I got some knock-knock inbox at my front door by two big guys who thought they were going to intimidate me. They don't intimidate me. I laugh in their face. Look, you want to kill me? You want to shoot me? You think you're going to lock me up for no reason? You're a joke. And if I'm dead, I'm dead. But I'm not going to live this life of ignorance and keeping my mouth shut, not in America. That's not what I joined the military for. You see my picture there on Facebook. That's me in my Navy uniform, my military uniform. And, buddy, I meant it. I held up my right hand and I put my hand over my heart. Defend this nation. Friends or foes, inside or outside forces, defend the nation. Foreign and domestic, I will shove your horrible bullshit up your ass. I was going to scream today and get loud, but I don't really feel like it. See, I, too, am a victim of cancer. I have bladder cancer. I, too, am a victim of the sickness and the illness that is the food, that is the toxic environment we live in. Whether it's information or the food you're eating, you have no idea what you're being hit with. I'm looking on TV and they're talking about don't eat meat that has antibiotics in it. Where in the hell are we supposed to get grass-fed, clean beef? Where in the hell are we supposed to get real range-free chickens? When are we going to be able to eat eggs that don't have frickin' penicillin and tetracycline in it? Well, that's what's killing you. That's what's making you a big fat blip. Look at children right now. Young girls are having periods at 8 years old. Young boys are going into puberty at 9 years old. This is not normal. I told you about seeds of destruction in one of my last shows. This is about changing the DNA in human race. I think they think they're promoting something while they're making, crossing freaking human beings with spiders. Why would anybody want to disrupt the human DNA? Because they want to control you. They think it's funny. These are old guys like Bill Gates. I mean, I look at Bono the other day praising Bill Gates and his vaccine programs in Africa. What it was sterilants. These are sterilization programs, not enhancing people. It's keeping the population down so that an entire generation of people can be wiped out easily. My only regret in life is not having. I got one kid, and I'm sorry, but he doesn't come around. He doesn't call. He just gets mad and goes off. To hell with him. Boot him to the curb. I can't fix broken. I can't fix stupid. I can only try to inject some common sense and a little bit of understanding. And if that doesn't take hold, what are you going to do? So many people are mentally ill. Congress is mentally ill. The Senate is mentally ill. Have your congressmen or your senators called you to see how you're doing? Hell no. How many people are still out of work? 101 million on food stamps and still out of any meaningful work? Listen, flipping burgers, okay, and making pizza and being a pizza delivery driver to people with EBT cards is not a business. It's not a work. You can't buy a home today. Homes are still overpriced. That's what they did. They beat us out of our homes. Now they want to bring in 100,000 Syrian refugees, and out of 100,000, 10 might be Muslim. How crazy. I mean, 10 might be Christian. They're not bringing in the Christians, folks. They're bringing in these Wahhabis, these Muslims. These guys are, and there's not kids there. You got middle-aged, military-aged young men that have been trained by their government to come and kill whitey. And you black folks think you're going to stand a chance against them? You better wake up. You better get with the program. You better literally take hold, because what I'm telling you is a fact. I'm telling you right now, you think your gangsterism is going to scare some crazy jihadist? They don't care. Death to them is a reward. Life is hell to them. We live a different lifestyle. We live for love and life. They live for death. Every day they tempt it. Everything they do, they tempt it. That's what their religious text tells them. So I'm pissed off today. Everybody's pissed off today. We're going to get even more pissed off. Donald Trump is pissed off. And let me tell you something. Mike Pence is pissed off. And if anybody didn't hear what he said down in Williamsburg, Virginia, we've got to promote Americanism. Look, let these people go home and take their countries back. Go take Afghanistan back from the globalists. Go take back, Iraq. Go take it back. Go to Iraq and take it back. There you go. There's a good slogan for you. It's pretty simple. Because this country is going to be swarming with patriots soon. And this coming election season, we're not going to allow machines to rig the vote like they did these last three sessions. Look, George Bush stole the election from Al Gore. But I wouldn't have wanted Al Gore in there any more than I want Hillary Clinton in there right now. Doesn't matter if it's Bush or Clinton. They're all the same. Bush, Clinton, Obama. They're all one big happy family of globalist maniac freaks. They hate your guts. They hate your freedom. They hate your competition. Free thought, free mobilization. They want to control you. They can't control themselves. They can't control their own maniacal ways. So the bottom line is, folks, here it comes and here we go, right? One day at a time, while they give us, let's just face it. We know that Trump was right when he said Hillary Clinton was funding and arming ISIS. We know that Obama has talked in praise. Go to YouTube. You can listen to him say, we're training ISIL. Of course they are. How many videos do you have to see of American weapons, American technology? But look, they're really killing Christians over there. Who's running that show? Israel? They say ISIS is the Israeli Security and Intelligence Service. Is it true? Maybe it is. We haven't heard Netanyahu's a word from him in almost a year. Very little coming out of Israel. So what the hell is really going on? How dangerous is this really going to get? I say pretty damn dangerous. Anyway, this is the Everyman Show. My name is A.D. DeBosco on Facebook. If you got the post on there, I tried to put it on Facebook. I don't know. They're just, anything conservative, they're just wiping it out. Google is crazy. The internet's going to the UN on the 1st of October. Who knows how much longer we're all going to have this anyway? You know, who knows? I mean, it's just nuts. Anyway, I'm going to shorten this show because I've said all I want to say, and I'm a little tired, and I got a little something in the kitchen I want to go eat. I know I probably shouldn't eat it, but I'm going to. Anyway, it's the Everyman Show. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later.